Let's get started. We're learning Simon Kuf Chaf, discussing Ritzei. Machaber is very short. Imrim Ritzei b'chol ha'tefilos. We say Ritzei in all of the tefilos. In other words, we start from the beginning of the bracha. Unlike there was a minug that they started not from Ritzei but from the Ishe Yisrael, like we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. By mincha, any time that they didn't duchen, they would say v'ishe Yisrael and not from Ritzei. So that's the Mechaber saying that is not the minhag. Now everybody says Ritzei all three tefillahs. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Da'ayinu she'em maschilami v'ishe Yisrael. They start from the words v'ishe Yisrael. Ba'ayin b'prim megodim shekasa b'lfi ma'shenagu akshav b'chol mokam le'mor Ritzei. Everybody says today Ritzei. We start from the beginning of the bracha. Mikri ha-medalig mishana mi-madbeya shetavu chazal. A person who starts from V'ishe Yisrael is considered to be skipping the madbeya, the nisach of the bracha. V'dina k'mo shekasav ha-machaber simen kuf yotes of gemo b'tah b'bracha. And we'll have the same halacha like we learned in simen kuf yotes, that if he skipped a bracha, he wasn't yaitse. He has to go back. In other words, the Prima Gadam is understanding that since this nisach Ritzei, the beginning of the bracha, is the minhag to say. To start from the middle of the bracha, V'ishe Yisrael is like skipping the whole bracha. And now the Mishnah Berurah is going to argue at this point and say that no. If he starts from the middle of the bracha, even though he skips the first sentence of the bracha, but you're still getting the inyan of the bracha. The inyan of the bracha is avoida. And Mimela, he's still mentioning Avoida V'ishe Yisrael, Lesfilasan, Tegabu V'ratzayin, Lesfilasan, Tamid, Avoida Yisrael, Avecha. So you still have an Indian of Avoida. So Mimela, the Mishnah Berurah is going to tie in it, like we mentioned last night, that it's only considered to be skipping a bracha if you leave out the entire topic, the whole Indian of the bracha. But as long as he mentions the topic, even if he doesn't get the exact nusach correct, he's still Yaitse. So even though the primogadim here is finding, it seems that if you're missing a part of the nusach of the bracha, you're not yaiti. The Mishnah Berurah says not so pashut. Lani is daiti, tarach even im zemikri b'diavit b'shem ta. I'm not sure b'diavit if he skipped it, if it would be considered ta that he has to say the bracha again. But he'll be shachris, even if it will be at shachris when everybody was never such a minhag to skip the beginning of the bracha. Aval pikein. He has enough of the nusach, the inyan of the bracha, to be yaitzik. Ayin le'el, seif simen, samach dal b'magen Avram, b'shem ha-kesef Mishnah, v'simen n'tes, v'simen kuf yudal b'magen Avram, sivkat n'tes, v'reish simen kuf pei zayin. All these ma'am akoymas, like we mentioned last night, that the kesef Mishnah holds, that as long as you get the inyan of the bracha, you're still yaitzik. If you made a mistake in the chasima, or certain things that Chazal say, the nusach is ma'akif, or if you're missing the whole inyan of the bracha, then you're not yaitse. Masha enkein, if you get the inyan, then you are yaitse. Let's go further. There's something that's very, very interesting now in the Mishnah Berurah, which is from the Torah. The Torah was bothered. How do you learn pshat v'ishe Yisrael? What does it mean, v'ishe Yisrael? V'ishe Yisrael is filasav t'chabel v'ratzai. Be makabel the Ishe Yisrael and the tefillah is v'ratzon. So Ishe Yisrael comes from Lashon Eish, Pashat, and it refers to the Karbanos. So we ask, be mispal Tashem, be mispalo, be makabel the Ishe Yisrael and the tefillahs. Be makabel the Karbanos and the tefillahs. So Kanshay Laben, we don't bring Karbanos. So what are we asking for? What does it mean? So the Torah has three different ways of explaining this. The first explanation is that Ishe Yisrael means the tefillahs, that b'zman hazeh we don't have karbanos, we don't have a beis hamikdash. So the avoida of tefillah is b'makom, the karban. So what we're asking for is Ishe Yisrael, the tefillahs, the karbanos of the tefillahs of Yisrael, which are b'makom karban, b'makom Ishe Yisrael, all that you should be makabel baratzeh. That's one shot. Second shot is a fascinating explanation that the Ishe Yisrael refers to the neshamis of the tzaddikim, that Michael Sarah Gadol is Eimed in Shemayim on the Mizbeach, and he's Meshamish like a Kohen, and he's Makriv Nishmoisein Shal Tzaddikim Al Gabe HaMizbeach. So then, Ishei Yisrael, the Beis Yosef says, could mean one of two things. We'll see one in the Mishnah Berurah. Ishei Yisrael could be a lashon ish, like Anshei Yisrael, the people of Klal Yisrael who are Kabbanis. The Ishei Yisrael is filasam, bimakabel baratzen, bimakabel those ishim, those people, as Kabbanis, and also the tefillah is bimakabel. That's one shot. Or it could mean, from a lashon ish taka, that an isha reach nichayach, it should be the korban, the fire offering which is on the mizbeach shal milo, the nishmaisen shal tzadikim. So that korban should be also niskabel, the isha Israel and the tefillah kabel baratzli. That's the second mahalak we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. And then there's a third mahalak which is a little bit different. The first two were assuming that isha Israel and tefillah go together, which obviously that minig where they started from the words Ishei Yisrael clearly held like one of these first two explanations. And then there's a third. The third way is that no, we say before v'hashev as avoida levir beisaka v'Ishei Yisrael. They put the comma there, and then v'tfilasam tekabel baratzai. Yeah. So according to this malik, it's going back on before. They were asking v'hashev as avoida levir beisaka, take back the avoida v'Ishei Yisrael, and also bring back the Ishei Yisrael, bring back the Kabbanas. And according to this, the Ishei Yisrael is going on before, and then the Tfilasan, Tekabel Bratzin, is a new sense, which comes out very interesting. Sometimes you'll notice in the Sidurim, sometimes they don't put a comma at all. Sometimes they'll have a comma before the Ishei Yisrael to make it go together with the Ishei Yisrael as Tfilasan. And sometimes they'll have a comma after the Ishei Yisrael that it should go back on before. V'Hashev as Avodah Levir Beisak of Ishei Yisrael, and then the Tfilasan Tekabel Bratzin is a new sense. Yeah, so we have here three different ways to read the words of Ishei Yisrael. Let's see now inside the Mishnah Berurah. We're in the end of Siman Kuf Chaf in the Mishnah Berurah on page Kuf Mem Vav. Kasav HaTur. The Tur wrote, Al Ma She'anu Emrim V'Ishei Yisrael is Tfilasan Huwe. We say that the Ishei Yisrael and the Tfilas should be in this Kabul. So what's this Ishei Yisrael? We don't bring Kabbanah. That was the Kasha. We don't have avoida. Mispalalim ala tefila shiva mokom la korban. We're mispalal that our tefila should be niskabel like a korban is niskabel. Shetiv kabel baratzon livnei Hashem. So according to that, the pshat is the Ishei Yisrael is tefilasam tekabel baratzon means the Ishei Yisrael, which is the tefilas of Klal Yisrael, which are b'makom the korban, they should be niskabel like they should be niskabel. That's pshat number one. Pshat number two. Of a midrash, it says in the midrash, Michael Sar HaGadol, Michael the Malach, the Sar HaGadol, Makriv Nishmasan Shal Tzadikim Ala Mizbeach, Shal Maile, he's Makriv, the Nishamas of the Tzadikim on the Mizbeach, Shal Maile. But to learn what that means is, Shemagish Oysam L'Ratzlim Livni Hashem L'Reach Nichoyach, he presents them, he brings them to the Eibishter, that they should be a Reach Nichoyach, to Ratzlim Livni Hashem. So Mimela, there's an Indian of Hakrava, and this is Ishei Yisrael. That's Ishei Yisrael, the Taitch is Anshei Yisrael. Alzeh Tiknu, Ishei Yisrael, the Talamah Anshei Yisrael. So we're asking that the Nishmoisein, that Mikhail, Asargol, is being Makrev, Al-Gabba, the Mizbeach, Shalmaila, that should be in his Kabbal Baratzin. Where Mizpalo, that should be in his Kabbal Baratzin. And the third Malek is that the Ishei Yisrael and Tfilatam don't go together. The Ishei Yisrael is going on before, V'yish Mefarshim, Amash L'mayla Mimenu, that is going on before. V'achi Pirushay, this is the explanation. It's the sentence you have to read as follows. V'hashay V'avoida, V'Ishei Yisrael, and then afterwards, V'achakach, you start a new sentence. V'tfilatam B'ava, Z'kabal Baratzin. You should be Mekabal B'ava, the Tfilat. So you see, you split it off differently. So the question, where to put the period? According to the first two pshatim, the period goes before Ishei Yisrael, and according to the second pshatim, it goes after Ishei Yisrael and between the tefilasim. Now we have a machlokas. What's the ikra? Why are you supposed to be? It makes a big difference. Yeah. So how are you mechaven when you daven Yishmon Esrei? What's the ikra pshat? Vayin b'taz shekasav d'apirushayim tayi hu amuvchar mikulam. Taz holds that the ikra pshat is Ishei Yisrael taka means the Nishmoisein, the tzaddikim, the neshamas of the tzaddikim should be niskabel baratzin. That's Ishei Yisrael, the Anshei Yisrael, the korbanos. That's the real korbanos. is when a tzaddik dies, somebody says you shouldn't say Mehira, shouldn't say or it could be the people who die in Mesiras Nefesh, these are karbonas. The Gra holds that the Iker is like the last pshat that is going on before. According to the Gra, it goes on before. And then the Tefillah Sam is a new sense. Okay? Three pshat. Let's go further. Next simon. Kuf Chaf Aleph. Dine Moedim. Now we're going to go to the halachas of Moedim. Sif Aleph Sheikim, but Moedim Tchila V'Soif. We all know that you bow down in Moedim Tchila V'Soif at the beginning and at the end. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Aleph. If a person has spit in his mouth, he shouldn't bow down until he gets rid of the spit. And that's a Magen Avraham, the name of the Sefer Chassidim. Now the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Ayin Le'el Simen Tzadik Zayin Tev Beit, what do you do? L'chadchila, you should spit it into your clothes. If you have a tissue with you, Matayv. If you don't have a tissue and you don't feel comfortable spitting into your clothes, you can spit behind you. If that's not an option, so to your left. If that's not an option, to the right. If that's not an option, to the front. This is, we learned this already. Yeah. Now, let's go further. But I'll upon him not to, I could swallow it. If you're not an Istan, if you could swallow it, that's even better. Fine. Base Moedim, that we bow down in Moedim. Isa b'Gemara, it says in the Gemara, very interesting Gemara, Loikara b'Moedim, if a person didn't bow down in Moedim, Nasa Shedra Nachash, that is Shedra, after 7 years from when he's Nifter, so his Shedra's backbone turns into a snake. So whatever that means, Al Kopanim, it's a Mida Keneged Mida, that since he didn't bow down and then come up like a snake, so then his Shedra turns into a snake after 7 years in the grave. So Al Kopanim, it's a Chashav Azach, a person has to make sure he's Makayim, the Divrei Chazal. It's a big Einish, he doesn't want his back to turn into a snake, that's for sure. Sivkat and Gimel. Tchila, we said the beginning and the end. Tchila haino b'tchilas moedim, at the beginning of moedim. B'ksha oimer Hashem yizkoif, when he says Hashem's name, he should straighten up. This is the one time, normally we bow down in Baruch Atah, and Hashem is the third word, so you straighten up by Hashem. Here, it's moedim anachnu lach sh'atah hu, and then he straightens up Hashem. Yeah, so here you have the five words that you're bowing down for. A lot of people, they just bow, Moedim anachnu lach, and it goes straight up again. B'sh'atah hu, that also goes into the bowing. And you straighten up by Hashem's name. And the same thing at the end, v'soif, b'birkas ha'toiv shimcha, dahainu be'ez amir is baruch atah. He's clarifying there's a Rashi that's mashma that he's actually, he bows down by the word atoiv shimcha l'chon noah l'hoidoit. So he's saying that no, that is not when we bow down. We bow down by the baruch atah, and then you stand up by Hashem's name. V'chshayimir Hashem yizkoif v'chanah b'sim and kuv yud gimel siv zayin in birkas avi, like we had by avi. Next halacha, that's clear, we bow down at the beginning and the end, and we just said when to bow down exactly by the Baruch Atah Hashem, you straighten up by Hashem's name, where Moedim Anach Nulach, you bow down and then straighten up by Hashem's name. Yeah? Sif Beis. Ha'emer, Moedim Moedim, Meshaskin Oisa. If a person says Moedim Moedim, we tell him to be quiet. We had this also by Shema. If he says Shema Shema, we tell him to be quiet. And it's the same reason over here. It looks like two Rishuyais. It looks Chalila, like he's Moedim to two gods. Sif Katan Hey, Meshaskin Oisai, we quiet him down. Up im loy ishtakava base paman, even if he didn't bow down two times, just for saying the words moidim twice is a problem. Obein lichpal amiloi, zabein lichpal inyin v'inyin. Hakol aser, whether he's just repeating the words, moidim moidim, or if he's repeating a whole inyin, moidim anachnu lach, moidim anachnu lach, whatever it is, he can't repeat it twice. The kfeilus, the repetition, makes it look like there's two reshuyeh. Yes, Azur, Hako Azur, the Mechzi Kishte Rishuye, so it looks like there's two Rishus, there's two powers that are above him. Sif Gimel, we're moving right along. Sif Gimel. Yachid, Einloi Loima Birkas Kahanim. A Yachid, when he says the Shmona Esrei, so after he finishes Moedim, he goes straight to Sim Shalom. He does not say the Birkas Kahanim, he means here, Lekeinu Velekei Avisena. That tefillah of Lekeinu Velekei Avisena was only for Shliach Tzibur and not for the Yechidim. Now we're going to have an interesting Haggah over here. It seems that the Minhag in the Haggah's time was that they said they said it. The Yechidim, everybody has said in the Shemona Esrei, the Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoteinu. And he says, he didn't like it so much, but what could you do? That was a mimic. So let's see the Hagav. That's the halacha, the Iker. That's the halacha, that you don't say it a Yachid. I also think that that's what you should do, is you should not say it. However, Haminig HaPajit ain't okay. The Minig HaPajit is not like this. Not like the halacha that he holds and what you should do, Lamaisa. Rak Afilu Yachid Aimer Aisa, he calls him on Shirui Menesias Kapayim. That a person says the Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoteinu whenever there's Nesias Kapayim, or there would be Nesias Kapayim. The Eino Nira, and I don't agree to it. He said three times over here. It's the Kain Iker. The halacha is correct that you shouldn't say it. The Nira Linhoig, that's what you should do. And then he says, oh, what they do, the Eino Nira. I don't agree. You get the message already. He didn't agree to this, but it was a minute. Huh? Yeah, we'll see. Today is Vatel. You never even heard of such a thing. Yeah, of course. Yeah, we listened to him. But it took a while. But at his time, it was not in his Pashet, his Sakim yet. So anyway, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan, what do we have to? Sif Katan Hay and Vav, Sif Katan Hay. No, we said Hay. Sif Katan Vav. Eino Nira, I don't agree. And we call Makom. However, Im Omar, if he said it, Ein Magzir, and he's like, he doesn't have to go back. It's not a Hafsik. That's one thing. If somebody says it, you don't have a right to tell them to stop, because it was a minute. I don't know about today. Maybe you would have a right to tell them to stop. But I'll come upon him in the time of the Ramad, certainly, huh? I mean, you don't usually see what people are doing in their private Shemona Esrei. I don't know. One more halacha. In Loimar Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoteinu b'Beis HaAvel bar minan. If it's a Beis HaAvel, they don't say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoteinu. Kin kasav ber heitev v'hu b'shari knesses hagedolah b'shem sefer Tanya. So you have a bunch of this. Tanya is not the Baal Tanya, is early as a Rishon, and so you have Rishonim that held that you don't say people won't say na Beis HaAvel. Balkein af. Shabbat Dago Mervava Chala calls that, even though the Dago Mervava, the Night of Yehuda, disagreed, which he's a big force in halacha, but since you have early poskim that held that you don't say it, yesh lachos l'divrei rishonim. So that's halacha l'maisa, it should never be nogeya, that the person in a Beis HaAvel doesn't say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoteinu, the shliach tzibur doesn't say. Good? Sif Kuf Chav Beis. We're moving right along. Next halacha, we're talking about halachas that are shayach to Yule Ratzayin and the Tachanunim. We finished now Shemona Esrei, Shem Shalom, and we're going to discuss what happens between the Shemona Esrei, the Shem Shalom, and the Tachanunim. Now, let me just give a little bit of background. There's two different points over here, which, at least according to the Mechaber and the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah are intertwined. Number one is there's a question, when do we say Yule Ratzai? There are two different Menhagim Be'ikr. And then there's another question, is when and what is a person allowed to respond? He finished the Shemona Esrei, but he's still saying Tachanunim, or he's not saying Tachanunim. What is he allowed to respond if he hears a Davar Sheva Kedusha, if he hears Kedusha, if he hears Kaddish? What are we allowed to respond? Okay, so these are two different issues, and they're intertwined. So let's give a little background. The Mechaber holds that you say one Yule Ratzai right away when you finish your Shemona Esrei. And the reason why he brings the Tshuva is a Rashba, the reason for this is because Chazal say that you have to start your Shemona Esrei with Hashem Tzvah Tiftach, and you have to finish your Shemona Esrei with Yule Ratzai. And the reason for the Yule Ratzayin is based on a cheshbon that David HaMelech, when he said Tehillim, he said the first 18 kapitlach of the Tehillim, 18 kapitlach, we say 18 brachas, and then after the 18th one, he said Yule Ratzayin. After he said Yule Ratzayin. So Mimelo, we also want to finish the Shemona Esrei with a Yule Ratzayin. So the Rashba says that since the Yule Ratzayin is supposed to, it's like a part of Shemona Esrei, you're not allowed to be mafik, you're not allowed to say anything between the Shemona Esrei and the Yule Ratzayin. So in other words, if a person wants to say Tachanunim, he has to wait until after Yule Ratzayin. So that's how the Mechaber Paskins, like this Rashba, that that a person, the Seder is, he finishes his Shemona Esrei, Sim Shalom, he finishes Amavarech, Hatzama Yisrael Bashalom, he has to say Yula Ratzoin, because that's a part of the Shemona Esrei, and then he can say his Hakanunim if he wants. Clear? Fine. Now, the Ramah seems technically that he would agree to him, in theory he would agree to him in Halacha, but the Minig was not like that in where he was in Europe. And they said, and their poskim like this, Mordechai, and their poskim the hold like this, that you say your tachanunim between the Shemona Esrei and the Yula Ratzon. In other words, we want to make the tachanunim a part of the Shemona Esrei. And it's not any worse than Shamei Tevilah. Shamei Tevilah, you can say tachanunim even though it's the middle of Shemona Esrei. So here, you finished already Shemona Esrei, you're already after Shem Shalom. So you can put in Tachanunim into the Shemona Esrei, you just tack it on at the end before Yula Ratzon. And according to the Ramah, there's also only one Yula Ratzon. And it's at the end of everything after he's finished his Tachanunim. Fine. So we have two different minhagim. One minhag is the Mechabra that you say Yula Ratzon immediately following Shemona Esrei, and then if you want to say Tachanunim, you say it after Yula Ratzon. If you want to say another Yula Ratzon, you could, but that's not the halacha. You have one Yula Ratzon, and it's right after Shemona Esrei. And according to the Ramah, there's also only one Yula Ratzon at the end after all his tachanun, and then he says his one Yula Ratzon. Now, there'll be a nafka mina between the tamim when a person is allowed to answer Kaddish and Kedusha or other Dvarim Sheba Kedusha. According to the Mechaber, like we explained, Yula Ratzon and Shemona Esrei go together. He has to conclude his Shemona Esrei with Yula Ratzon. So he's not allowed to put his Tachanunim over there. And by the same token, he's not allowed to respond to anything. Not Kaddish, not Kedusha, Gurnish. He's not allowed to respond to any Dovrish of a Kedusha because that's a hefsek between his Shemona Esrei and Yula Ratzon. That's clear, according to the Rajba, you don't answer anything between Shemona Esrei and Yula Ratzon. Now, after he's finished his Yula Ratzon, and he's saying Tachanunim, so then it depends. There's another tshuva from the Rajba, which we'll see that Machab is going to bring down, that it depends. If he's not Ragel B'Tachanunim, he doesn't usually say, sometimes he says Elokainetzor or other things, sometimes not. So then, it's when he's finished, the Shemona Esrei is over. He can answer just about anything. He can answer Amen to any bracha. He shouldn't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemayim, but he can answer, he's finished. Shemona Esrei is done. So he can certainly answer Kaddish and Kedusha. He can answer anything. Yeah? Fine. That's according to the Rajba, if he's not Ragel and Tachanunim. If he's... You're finished, basically. Oh, you say Shalom? Wait, not after I say Shalom. No. You said Yula Ratzon, and then if you want to say Tachanunim, you can. If he doesn't usually say Tachanunim, so then he's basically done his Shemona Esrei. He's going to... It takes us 3 steps back and it's finished. We'll talk about Elkainetzor in a minute. Elkainetzor is... We were Makabalit as a Chayvah, so we're called Ragel B'Tachanunim. But right now we're talking about just a person who doesn't usually say Elkainetzor. And he doesn't say any other Tachanunim. And sometimes he says, or even if he says every day Tachanunim, but one time he does this Tachanunim, another time he says something else. He has his own personal things. He does a different thing every day. So there's no regulus. There's no set minig by him. So Mimela, it's like he's finished his Shemona Esrei. Since he's finished his Shemona Esrei, he can answer anything. He can answer Amen to any bracha, anything. Fine. And then when he's finished, he'll take his 3 steps back. If he's Ragel and Tachanunim, let's say he says Elkainetzor every single day. He says Ragel and Tachanunim. So then, he's not mamish in Shemona Esrei to have the halacha of Birkas Kriyishma. That he's allowed to answer Kaddish, he's allowed to answer Kedusha, he's allowed to answer Amin Yishmei Rabba. He can answer, according to the Pesach of the Ramah, he can answer Amin of Hakel HaKadosh, of Shomei Tefillah. But other than that, he's still not davening Shemona Esrei, but he has a din of Birkas Kriyishma. Okay, it's clear? So according to the Rajba, let's make a quick synopsis. If he's before Yula Ratzon, can't answer anything. If he's after Yula Ratzon, it depends. If he's not Ragel and Tachanunim, he can answer any Amen, anything that's the Devar Sheva Kedusha. And if he's Ragel and Tachanunim, has halachas of Birkas Kriyishma. Clear? Next. According to the Haggah, we always interrupt the Shmoneh Esrei and the Yule Ratzin. There was the minig was to say one Yule Ratzin at the end of his Tachanunim, so we always put Tachanunim in between Shmoneh Esrei and Yule Ratzin. So this automatically gives the space between Yule Ratzin and Shmoneh Esrei a din where you make a heftik already. So according to the Haggah, he holds that listen, answering Kaddish and Kedusha is also not too bad. It'll have a din right away of Birkas Kriyat Shema. Right away has a din of Birkas Kriyat Shema. So according to the Haggah, even though he didn't say Yule Ratzin yet, but since we always interrupt it with Tachanunim, so it has a halacha of Birkas Kriyat Shema, and you can answer Kaddish, Kedusha, and Amen Yishmei Rabbah. Which means basically for us, practically speaking, we always say Elokai Netzor. We're Rabbah and Tachanunim. So the whole difference between the Mechaber and the Ramah, practically speaking, is as soon as he finishes his Shmoneh Esrei, right before he says Yule Ratzai. According to the Mechaber, you're not allowed to answer anything. And according to the Ramah, you're allowed to answer anything that you could answer by Birkas Kriyat Shema. Clear? I think we have enough background with Hashem, we should be able to understand. Let's see inside. What I'm going to do now is we're going to read the Shulchan Aruch, skip the Ramah, and finish the Shulchan Aruch. So we'll see the Shita of the Rashba altogether. And then we'll go back to the Ramah and read the Ramah, and then we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Sounds good? Okay, let's see the Mechaber. Im ba lahafsik v'lanois kaddish and kedusha bein shmon esrei the yule ratzayin. If a person wants to answer kaddish and kedusha between the shmon esrei and the yule ratzayin, in a paisik, he's not allowed. This is the sheet of the Rashba, like we mentioned, and he holds that you have a chiyuv to say yule ratzayin immediately after shmon esrei. So you're not allowed to answer. She yule ratzayin mikhlal atfila, because yule ratzayin is part of shmon esrei, who of al bein yule ratzayin the shara tachanunim shabredami. But once he said yule ratzayin, and we're talking about somebody who is not a rogo, he doesn't usually say tachanunim, so it's a shabredami, it's no problem. He can answer a davar shem kedusha, amen, yezmei rabba, he can answer kaddish, kedusha, and he can answer any amen. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Good? Now skip the Haggah. Turn the page. That's if he's not rogo and tachanunim. But if he's rogo and tachanunim, umiyu, a person who generally does say Tachanunim, like us, we say Elokai Netzor. So for somebody who always says Elokai Netzor, he's Rogel and Tachanunim, Achat Filasai, Im Hiskel Ashli Ektibur, Lasadat Filasai, V'yigi L'Kadish, L'Kadusha, L'Katzer Vo'ele. Interesting. He says that he should cut it short. He should cut it short. If he's going to miss the Kadish and Kadusha, there's an Indian to not make an interruption while you're standing in Shemona Esrei. So take your 3 steps back. You don't have to say L'Kai Netzor, even though we're Mekabel on ourselves, we treat it like a Chiyuv. But if it's a choice of continuing L'Kai Netzor and answering Kaddish and Kedusha while you're standing Shemona Esrei, or taking your 3 steps back and just finishing it up for today, and answering Kaddish and Kedusha after you took 3 steps back, the Shulchan Aruch says better take 3 steps back first. If he didn't do that, V'im Loi Katzar, Yachol Hafzik, he could interrupt Kederek Shemafzik Bebracha Shal Kriyashma Afila Be'emsa. The same way you would interrupt in the Bracha of Kriyashma, even if he's in the middle, that's how you do over here. So that's like we said, according to the Rashba, if you're not Ragel and Tachanunim, you can answer anything. And if you're Ragel and Tachanunim, then it has halakhas like Birkas Kriyashma. Clear? Let's just see one more Shulchan Aruch, one more Mechaber, and then we'll go back to the Ramah. Tziv Beis, Ein Nakon Leimar Tachanunim Kodem Yudaratzayin. Like we said, you're not allowed to say, it's not right to say Tachanunim before Yule Ratzayin and after the Tefillah. You should say right away Yule Ratzayin. Because here it's a little bit better than Kaddish and Kedusha, really is a praise. It has nothing to do with Tachanunim. But the Tachanunim is like Yule Ratzayin, so it's not Ma'akev. B'diavad, but Al-Kopanim, it's better to say Yule Ratzayin. V'im ba'alav z'loim re'pa mecher ezachar takanunim r'shuz b'yad. If he wants to repeat Yule Ratzayin, he could. Okay, now let's go back. So we saw the Mechaber, he holds that you shouldn't interrupt with Kaddish and Kedush at all before Yule Ratzayin. And if he already said Yule Ratzayin and he's in the middle of his takanunim, so then it depends if he's not Ruggel, he could answer. If he is Ruggel, it has a halach like Birkas Kriyashma. And the takanunim itself is better not to say before the Yule Ratzayin. And if he wants to say Yule Ratzayin again, then he could. That's what we said in the Mechaber. It says, Agav, and Davka, B'makom, Shenoigen, Loimar, Yula, Ratzain, Miyad, Achat, Tfilah. This is the halacha that you're not allowed to answer Kaddish and Kedusha between Shemoneh Esrei. And the Yula Ratzain is in a place where the minig is to say Yula Ratzain right away. But according to us, says the Ramah, the Ashkenazim, that they say one Yula Ratzain at the end, so then it's mutter to say the answer Kaddish and Kedusha. Just like you can say Tachanunim, you can also answer Kaddish and Kedusha. That's clear? That's what he says. Avo b'malkom shenoygim loymer tachanunim kaidem yula ratzayin. In a place where the minig is to say the tachanunim before yula ratzayin, so we're anyway being mafsik between Shemona Esrei and yula ratzayin. So then mafsik gamkein the kaddish and kedusha. Then you could also be mafsik for kaddish and kedusha, which means he's extending this idea a little bit that just because we say tachanunim, who says that you can answer kaddish and kedusha? It's a different Indian. It's a shevach, and this is tefillas. But that's what he's comparing. He's saying that since we anyway interrupt between Shemoneh Esrei and Yula Ratzayin, so then to answer Dever Kedusha is also mutter. Of him kaima is elu, and now the Mishnah says that the minig where he was neyagim lahavzik belakainator kaidem Yula Ratzayin. The minig was to always say lakainator, and they said it before Yula Ratzayin. So Mimela, in his places, he holds that you could answer Kaddish and Kedusha before you say Yula Ratzayin. L'chein masik and gamkein the Kedusha. Ula Kaddish, Ula Baruch Hu, you can answer to Kedusha and Kaddish and Baruch Hu. Okay, so now we got the two different Menhagim. The Mechaber says you say Yula Ratzon right away. The Ramah says you say Tachanunim, Tachanunim, and then afterwards Yula Ratzon. And it comes out of Nafka Mina, if you can answer Kaddish and Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Amin Yishmir, you can answer these things before Yula Ratzon. According to the Mechaber, no. And according to the Ramah, yes. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Shapir Dami. According to the Mechaber, if you are not Rugo and Tachanunim, you're allowed to answer anything. It's Shapir Dami, no problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Haino de Mutter, Filo Lano is Tam Amen. You can answer any Amen. You hear somebody say Shackle, and you can answer Amen to Shackle in the middle of your Tachanunim, in the middle of your Elokai Nitzor, if you're not Rugo to say. The Kol Shekein Amen da Kela Kadosh, and certainly the Amen of Akela Kadosh, Vishamea Tefila, which are more Chamor, or Amen Yehishmei Rabbah, and Kedusha, and Baruch Hu, which you could answer even in the middle of Birkas Kriya Shema. So certainly you can answer if you're not Rugel and Takanun. Now, V'had Messiah B'Soy, Fasif, Kederach, Shemavsik, B'Birkas Kriya Shema. Now, the Mechaber later mentions that it has Allah of the Birkas Kriya Shema. And here, we're saying you can answer anything. So it seems like a contradiction. I gave you all the background, so we know already the answer. The first Mechaber is talking about when he's not Rugel and Tachanunim, and the end of the Mechaber is talking about when he is Rugel. So that's the answer. V'sham eino mutter ilastam amin. It's not mutter for any amin. The canal v'sim and sam mechvav. Only amin akela kadesh or shemir tefila. So sham hala ayri b'rugel lomer tachanunim. The Mechaber there is talking about when you're Rugel to say tachanunim. Alkein asam alav kevav. So they made it like a kavah, like it has a din, a stickle of Shemoneh Esrei, but Damien Ketzas of Shemoneh Esrei. A little bit like he's still in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Since he is Rugel, if he usually does it, and it's like a chayva for him, so now it's like a part of his Shemoneh Esrei, and it'll have a little bit of the halachas like Shemoneh Esrei, at least to the extent that you can't answer it just anything. You can only answer what's permitted in Birkas Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema. Bereisha, this case where we're talking about where he could answer anything is when he's not Rugel and Tachanunim. Ayri b'misha Rugel loymer the prakim. Occasionally he says it, or he says different ones every day. Okay, and ein lam dimyan the Shemoneh Esrei kol. Therefore, has nothing, no similarity to Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore he can answer anything. Can answer any amen. Period. Ulafizeh. According to this explanation that we just made a distinction between Rugel and Tachanunim and not Rugel and Tachanunim. So now everybody, we all know we say Elokainis Tor. That means we're all Rugel and Tachanunim. So for us, it would always have a din of Birkas Kriya Shema. Well, if he's there, but Medina Seinu, Shalokainis Tor, Regila, Nakol, La'omroi, Ein, Lahavzik, Bein, Lestam, Amin, Bein, Kodim, Sheizchilu, Bein, Be'emta. Whether he started the Elokainis Tor, he's in the middle of the Elokainis Tor, Kolzman, he didn't say the Rat sign, has a halakha of in the middle of Birkas Kriya Shema. Fine. Sivkat and Beis, the Hagah says that in a place where the minig is to say takanun and before the Yeratzai, and then you can answer Kaddish and Kedusha, says the Mishnah Berurah, Rosh Leimar. Even if he didn't start in Takanunim, since that's what the minig is to say them between the Yilurat and Shemon Esrei, so that you can be mafzik. Even if he likes to be machmir and say right away Yilurat, because we'll see you later that Mr. Burrow holds that you should be machmir and say Yilurat right away after the Shemon Esrei. So even if he's machmir, technically speaking, we really hold like the Ramah that you don't have to say the Ratzon. You could really say Takanunim, and since you could really say Takanunim, you also really technically could answer Kaddish and Kedusha. Sometimes a person, he mamish finishes his Shemoneh Esrei just as the Chazan is, he just finishes the Hamavarek HaSamah Yisrael B'Shalom. He doesn't have any chance even to say the Ratzon when the Chazan's up to Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. So, according to the Mechaber, you're stuck. Too bad. You just won't answer Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. So listen in, just like you would do in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. But according to the Ramah, you should answer. And even if this person usually is machmir to say Yilur Atzon right away when he finishes his Shemoneh Esrei, technically, we pass him like this Ramah, and you can answer Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. That's what we're saying. Yeah, so even though this person, he's machmir to say Yilur Atzon, take it, achar Shemoneh Esrei brachos, and here it happened. That he just got caught between the Shemoneh Esrei and the Yilur Atzon, and now he wants to know, should he answer the Kaddish or Kedusha? Should he answer? The answer is yeah, he should answer. He's asking if he's going on the Kedusha of Volatiyin. Or Birkas Kriya Shema. I don't think so, because there's a machlokas if it has a din of a Devrishah, the Kedusha. And really, the minig, the remonstrance of the minig is to say it bechidus. So I would assume that wouldn't be a justification to interrupt. Yeah, ve'ein leishus leimer ayu ratzayin much leilanai. So it'd be much of the answer. Mikol v'kol mechadchila yira lizayir shlo yavali dekein ki yesh machmirim b'zeh. But it should be avoided because there are machmirim that say that once he's mekabel on himself to say the yu ratzayin, so then he really has a yeah, the chiyuv to say it. He can't just interrupt. Mr. Bro holds it. It's good to be machmir and to say it before. Huh? Oh, so we'll get. So now the reason why we say it twice, we'll see in a second. That's the next zivkan. Zivkan Gimel. The Mechaber says you should say Yilur Ratzon first, and the Ramah says, no, we say one Yilur Ratzon at the end, and we say Takanunim Elokainetzor between Shemoneh Esrei and Yilur Ratzon. So it says the Mishnah Berurah, we're just asking about, V'toiv loimar Yilur Ratzon koidim ha-Takanunim ve'achareihim. This seems to be the if you look in Sidurim, you'll see a lot of the Sidurim today are printed, they have a Yilur Ratzon right away after Shemoneh Esrei, and then another Yilur Ratzon after the Takanunim, after the Kaidus Tor. And the reason for that is because of this Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah. Pashtus, if you look at older Sidurim, you'll see that the Sfaradish Sidurim, or the maybe even the Sfarad, there's a Yilur Ratzon right away after Shemoneh Esrei, before the Kaidus Tor. And the Ashkenazi Sidurim, there's only one Yilur Ratzon at the end. There's no Yilur Ratzon between the Shemoneh Esrei and the Kaddish Tzor. So today, because of the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah, that it's preferable to say it twice, to say it right away, because we don't want to interrupt between Shemoneh Esrei and Yilur Ratzon. And then there's an Inyan to say it again at the end. So that became a custom to print it in the Siddur like that. And Mitama, people just do it in the Siddur. So Mitama, most people say now two Yilur Ratzon, one right away, to fulfill the Shita of the Mechaber, and then another one, it's an Inyan to finish off, it's the Cheshav HaZach, we'll see. So it's an Inyan to finish off Shemoneh Esrei also with a Yilur Ratzon. Sivkat and Dalet, he can answer Kaddish and Baruch Hu, the Simon Samech Vav, that's the halachas of the Hefsek in Birkas Kriyashma and Kriyashma, Hadavarim Shemavtik and Be'emsa Kriyashma, whatever you can answer in the middle of Kriyashma, Uhud and Hach. We mentioned it briefly, we'll say it again. You can answer Baruch Hu. You can answer the Amin Yehesh Mei Rabba of Kaddish, and also the there's one more Amin, Da Amiran Ba'alma, you can also answer that Amin and Kaddish. Kedusha, you say Kaddish, 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 that whole pasuk, and also Bruch Kvod Hashem, that whole pasuk. And then there's two amens you can answer. You can answer the amen of Akela Kadesh and the amen of Shamea Tefillah. And those are what you're allowed to answer in the middle of Birkas Kriyat Shema. And Kriyat Shema is the same halakha here when he's in the Elokeinu Tzor. He said already Yudarat sign, and according to the Rama, even without the Yudarat sign, but Al Kapanim certainly with the Yudarat sign, he can answer like Birkas Kriyat Shema, and he can answer these things. V'im kavar, we're up to here. V'im kavar, asayim hakol. If he finished everything, he's waiting to take his three steps back because there's somebody davening behind him. So, but he's finished. He finished his Shemona Esrei. He said his last year. The Rosh Hashanah, he's not saying anymore. Takanunim. So then he's allowed to answer anything. He can answer Amen. The pshita is afilu baruch hu v'ruch shemoi mutar az lemer. I can even say baruch hu v'ruch shemoi. But it seems samazoi to shmuzi with your friend. You're waiting for the guy behind you to finish monastery. And somebody comes up to you and asks you a question, or your kid's doing something. You want to tell him to stop. You're still lifnei amelech. Until you take three steps back, you're omid lifnei amelech, and you can't just do anything. Even there's a shayla in the paiskim. It's not so pashut even to learn. While he's waiting for the Shmona Esrei to take his three steps back. Certainly to say Tehillim, Rav Chaim Kanievsky is Mekel, and others bring from the She'iltos of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, the Kesser Roish, he was Mekel. You could answer, you could do any type of learning, but certainly to the Shmuz or anything like that, you shouldn't do. Okay, we'll stop here.